With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is ruling out another debate with Kamala Harris.
Even though he initially proposed additional debates with Harris, Trump now says there will not be another presidential debate. His social media post came after the vice president challenged him to another one-on-one event and after Fox News Channel proposed three possible locations and dates in October. The former president says the Harris campaign wants a rematch because, he claims, she lost this week's debate in Philadelphia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a federal judge rules that bets may be placed on election outcomes.
People began betting on which political party would win control of Congress in the November elections within minutes of a judge's ruling Thursday allowing the bets. New York startup company Kalshi began taking what amounts to bets on the outcome of the November congressional elections after a judge refused to block them from doing so. It's not clear whether the company intends to offer bets on other races or whether sports books or online casinos would seek to offer similar political bets in light of the ruling. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has filed an emergency appeal. I'm Norman Hall.
Governor Jeff Landry of Louisiana thanks those that prayed for Louisiana, noting there have been no deaths reported in the aftermath of Francine.
Today, I am just elated that those prayers work because we, as of right now, have no reports of any storm-related fatalities, and we want to keep it that way.
Francine's weakening as it moves farther inland, now a tropical depression. The hurricane made landfall late yesterday in Louisiana, just over 300,000 people still without power in the state. Flooding rain and a few tornadoes could hit elsewhere. This is SRN News. Many South Koreans in the U.S. are Christian.
Asians are coming to the U.S. in large numbers, and a lot of them are from South Korea, more than 2 million of them in all. And unlike the folks back home, most of them are Christians. The Pew Research Center reports that 59% of Korean Americans are believers, versus only 32% of the population in South Korea. In fact, the majority of people in South Korea are either religiously unaffiliated or are Buddhists. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge says two boys can play on girls' school sports teams while the teens challenge a New Hampshire ban. The families of the boys sued in August, trying to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act that Republican Governor Chris Sununu signed into law in July. In issuing a preliminary injunction, the judge found that the plaintiffs are likely to suffer irreparable harm if they're not allowed to play. This is SRN News. There's been a drop in mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.2%. That's the lowest it's been since February 2023. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy. Signs of waning inflation and a cooling job market in recent months have raised expectations of a Fed rate cut next week. That's kept mortgage rates mostly easing since early July. Welcome relief for homebuyers facing home prices near all-time highs. I'm Alex Vega.
President Trump is proposing to end taxation on overtime pay. Thursday, the former president spoke at a rally in Arizona where he promised to end taxes on overtime if reelected. In recent months, the former president's also proposed ending taxes on tipped wages and Social Security benefits. A historic hotel at Yosemite National Park closing indefinitely. More details at SRNNews.com.